Number five is a double stop bend, where you have a bend and two notes at the same time. This is this was made very popular by Hendrix. You know, he went what is it? Like, you know, whatever song that is. So one note stays the same. In this case, we're in C. So your 8th fret is gonna play the C with finger 1, string 1, 8th fret. There you go. Don't worry. And remember, we're in C and we're still in the E shape. And then finger 3, in this case, is going to play fret 11, string 2, right? Both of them at the same time. I know it's a stretch. Okay, but the lower note, the one played by finger 3, is going to bend up a whole step to the same pitch that finger 1 is playing. Isn't that awesome? Yeah. Now, I have a mild amount of distortion on right now just by the fact that I didn't shut it. It came on automatically. I didn't shut it off. So there's a slight grit there. You know, on the way up. Can you hear it?
Yeah.
You know? So yours might not sound have the same bite as mine does just for that reason. Doesn't mean you're doing it wrong. Wait. Good. So that's good. You can do that anywhere. So. Sounds like I think in Frankenstein, that song Frankenstein, like. I think in somewhere it's like. I don't know, that song had a lot of riffs. This is going back to like the 70s, this riff is. Or 60s, so it's certainly nothing new. All right, is that cool?
Yep.
Try it on a different, if you were bending, I should write that too. Suppose you were using that note, the second string, A fret. Then you would, but then bend, use the scale tone under it, which would be on fret 10. And bend that up a whole step. Yeah, there you go. So I wrote it in there. Either or. So.
That one's a little easier.
You know, I'm thinking of all these songs. There's a famous song that does that, and I can't place it. In that key, too. Like. Sound familiar? I can't place that. I'll have to think about that for a while. Anyway.